SBS Radio.
Sa Australia ay papalitan ng mga makina sa loob ng 20 taon. Sa isang mundo na lalong higit na gaya ng ating kakayahan upang manatiling may kabuluhan. Sa Pino. Ang ulat na Future of Work mula sa World Economic Forum ay nagpapakita na ang mundo ay mga negosyo ay sumasali sa ika-apat o fourth industrial revolution, ang mga physical, digital at biological na hangganan ay hindi na malinaw. Ayon sa Pangulo ng Australian Computer Society, Johan Ramasundao.
So they don't need clerks to go through reams and reams of documents to find something. You just simply cuts down those processing jobs.
Maaari nating simulan ang paggamit ng mga makina sa nayan upang
the kinds of jobs that are going to be affected by automation and the introduction and advances in technology like artificial intelligence is going to be the ones at the lower end of the spectrum, which is processing jobs. So they don't need clerks to go through reams and reams of documents to find something. You just simply use the artificial intelligence to simply get the answer for you. So that cuts down those processing jobs.
Ang Chancellor ng Swinburne University, Professor John Polares, ang namumuno ng Australian Industry and Skills Committee. Sinabi niya, sahan na mas mahabang panahon bago ang pagre-retiro ng mga tao, makatwira na panatilihin na baguhin o magkaroon ng pagbabago o pagpapabuti sa mga kasanayan ang mga tao.
Committing to continuous education, look at contemporary.
Maaaring makita ng mga negosyo ang mga Millennial Z bilang mas tech-savvy kaysa sa mga baby boomer. Gayunpaman, sinabi ni Professor Polares na ang mga matured na manggagawa ay talagang
speaking, the way you do your work evolves, committing to continuous education, looking at your skills and presenting them in a way on your CV or in the interviews that keeps them contemporary every 5 years in terms of the application of new technologies, softwares and so forth. But the change in job roles and overall job approaches is roughly every 10 years.
Ipinapayo ni Professor Polares sa mga taong nagnanais na manatiling nagtatrabaho hanggang sa punto ng pagretiro na ituon ang pansin sa patuloy na personal at professional.
Generally speaking, the way you do your work evolves roughly every 5 years in terms of the application of new technologies, softwares and so forth. But the change in job roles and overall job approaches is roughly every 10 years. We're now called Industry 4.0, which is around the connection of the cyber and physical world in the application of technology in the workplace. But there are many businesses that still operate at that turn of process automation and through the application of computing. There are many businesses that still operate at that level. It's not like an Uber or an Airbnb strikes in a moment and all of a sudden you find yourself out. Even robotics have taken quite a long time to penetrate the workforce. There's a whole area now called Industry 4.0, which is around the connection of the cyber and physical world in the application of technology in the workplace. But there are many businesses that still operate at that first industrial revolution, two, the application of process automation, and three, the application of computing. There are many businesses that still operate at that level.
Ulat sa loob lamang ng 3 taon, 75 milyong trabaho ay mawawala. Habang isang dala si Johan Ramasundara na ang mga otomasyon o ang mga paggawa na otomatiko ay ganap na papalit sa ugnayan o haplos ng mga tao.
When the agricultural world disrupted the agricultural market, but that meant when the machines were introduced to the agricultural world, it didn't actually get rid of agriculture. It really disrupted the agricultural market, but that meant the people were able to do more with less and the people were doing more higher value jobs. So that's why it's really important to reskill the workforce at less and the people were doing more higher value jobs. So that's why it's really important to reskill the workforce.
Naniniwala si Johan Ramasundara na ang mga matured na manggagawa ay mahusay na akma sa mga soft skill o mga kasanayan na kinakailangan upang mabuhay sa panahon ng artipisyal na katalunuhan.
Work with machines. Don't be afraid to work with automation. be comfortable in using the machines, be comfortable in connecting with the machines, be comfortable with connecting with each other. So as the machines become the norm, the connection with individuals, interpersonal connections, becomes so important. So the skills that we learned in kindergarten are going to be really, really important as the machines become the norm. So empathy, working with each other, collaboration, cooperation, all those skills become super important.
Habang ang mga generations Y at Z ay nagsisimula pa lamang na makakuha ng mga karanasan sa buhay.
Work with machines. Don't be afraid of machines. Be comfortable with connecting with each other. So as the machines become the norm, the connection with individuals becomes so important. So the skills that we learned in kindergarten are going to be really, really important as the machine.
What we find at the Migrant Worker Centre is that people are presenting to us having been exploited in the workplace, where they haven't been paid the correct amount of money, not just in wages, but in their superannuation.
Kasanayan o muling magsanay. Habang maraming mga trabaho ang
at the Migrant Worker Centre is that people are presenting to us having been exploited in the workplace.
Ko, sa loob ng mababa sa dalawang dekada.
And what we're increasingly seeing is that jobs that are being created in this new age are insecure and low paid. So the real challenge for many people who are transitioning out of older style jobs is how do they continue to make ends meet when the paying conditions are much, much lower. That are being created in this new age are insecure and low paid. So the real challenge for many people who are transitioning out of older style jobs is how do they continue to make ends meet when the paying conditions are much, much lower.
Ang sagot ng may kabuluhan o kaugnayan sa mabilis na pagkilos ng mundo ng teknolohiya ayon kay Professor Polares. Sa halip na isaalang-alang ang mga bagong kwalifikasyon, iminumungkahi niya na ang pag-aaral o
You can either accumulate that by doing a vocational education training program where you just do some units. And of course, there's always degree opportunities, even to the extent to which you can identify the area of interest and go and listen to YouTube videos or read more broadly or just ensure that you're talking to people who are working in those areas are all ways in which you can start to adapt and gain the skills.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.